This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. I have been really, really looking forward to this interview. It's one that will shock you, and the information is so important. It's just information that has got to get out there some way, because if you have had your identity stolen, that's a horrible thing. But can you imagine having your identity stolen while you are still a child? You know, you're out playing kickball on the playground, not realizing somebody's out financing a car in your name or getting a mortgage in your name or a credit card. Then you go to sign up for college loans or to start your life as an adult, building a credit file for yourself, to find out that someone's been using your credit for all those years. And this is almost a Twilight Zone story we're going to get into tonight. Our guest with us right now is Dr. Axton Betts Hamilton. She is a professor at Eastern Illinois University in Southern Illinois. And I'm from Chicago, so I've been to Eastern many times. I have a cousin, a second cousin, presently going to Eastern Illinois University as a student. Dr. Axton Betts Hamilton, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, let me ask you, you've earned it, so do I call you Dr. Betts Hamilton the whole interview, or do you want me to refer to you in some other way?
You can refer to me as Axton.
Okay, fair enough, but we'll make sure everybody knows you did earn that PhD. All right, so here's what's bizarre about your story, and there's so much to talk about with child identity theft, which most people have never heard of this. But in your own case, it was your mother that actually stole your identity, and that's what blew my mind when I heard your story. And I had emailed you. My own brother, who is my accountant in my company, embezzled nearly $2 million, and probably more than that. That's where we stopped counting, ended up putting me into bankruptcy. So do you have, before we get into all this, is there like an emotional toll that this has taken on you separately and aside from the financial issue?
I would say yes. What's been interesting about this experience is that I don't think I've processed it in some ways on an emotional level. You know, I haven't cried a lot. You know, haven't had that, I guess, stereotypical breakdown. But rather, in going through this, particularly after we discovered that it was my mother who had perpetrated the identity theft, I experienced sort of a depersonalization, derealization effect, where I would go through my days perfectly aware of where I was and what I was doing, but I didn't feel like I was really present. I didn't really feel like I was in my own body. I just felt disconnected and kind of floating through life.
And so for you, we're going into the holiday season, and do I understand the story right that you did not actually connect the dots that it was your mom until after she had passed away? Is that right?
Correct. And we started connecting those dots 13 days after she passed away.
And so that made it even more difficult to have quote unquote closure, because the person that did this to you was nowhere around to be arrested, face consequences, get into a room with you and a counselor and answer the question, why? why would you do this? So that made it probably even more difficult. So let's unpack this. What is your age today, roughly? I guess it's a terrible question to ask a woman, but I'm trying to piece together like when this happened compared to where you're at in your life today. So what age did you find this out at, and sort of how many years has passed since you first learned that this happened to you, that your identity was stolen from you while you were still a minor?
I was 19 when I learned I had been a victim of child identity theft, and I'm 34 now.
Okay, so some years have passed, but I guess I'll ask you this question. Does it still pop up, any of these issues, like right now? I mean, even though it's been 15 years since you found out about it, do you still run into like weird things on your credit file?
I do. And in fact, there's an alias on my credit report that is assumed to be a name that I have used that I have never used, and it's the most ridiculous name in the world. And the name is Axton Axton, and it reminds me of the Little Caesars commercials with the little guy doing pizza pizza.
Right.
I have tried to get that removed, but the credit reporting agencies somehow seem to verify that I have used that name, which I have never used. So it's still there. It will probably be there forever. And in addition to that strange quirk on my credit report, I still get letters from collection agencies trying to collect on debt that is 10, 15, 20 years old.
And then, of course, you probably reach a breaking point where you say, okay, I'm not going to send another letter about this. And of course, they don't believe you. They think you're lying, that you probably really owe the money, that you're making up this story. And how many would you say it's in the hundreds of times that you've had to respond to those kinds of inquiries?
Yes.
Wow. And here we are 15 years later. So you realized it when you were 19. And at that time, your mother had already passed on. So how many years before that was your mother using your social security number and identity to do financial transactions? So when did that start?
Well, she started using my identity when I was 11. And the story that she had told me and my dad as I was growing up was that someone had stolen their identities, so mom's and dad's identities, but there was no indication that my identity had been stolen as well until I went off to college.
Wow. So she had a cover story, which is very similar to what happened in my own case. My brother started accumulating all these assets. He buys this enormous house, starts buying new cars. All this is happening. And he came to me before this and he said, I'm inheriting money from his wife's family. He was inheriting all this money just to let me know, like to kind of set me up to not be suspicious about this. It almost sounds like maybe a little bit of that sociopathic issue was going on. In your case, I know you're now an expert in this, which is another side of this that's so fascinating. So here you're a victim of this. Now you're an expert in this and you speak and teach on childhood identity theft. Is there no system in our country that connects a social security number to someone's age? Because I've read these articles where if you take your social security number, these two numbers mean like what region of the country you were born in. These two numbers mean roughly what age you are. So is there nothing that would say, trip an alarm and say, wait a minute, you're only 11. We're not giving you a mortgage. There's no way that the age and social security number get connected by people loaning money out, pulling credit files.
Correct.
Wow. In a word, right? Correct.
Yes.
That's amazing to me because doesn't your social security number, isn't there some element of it that does provide that or no?
There is. So, yeah, you're correct.
So it could be done, but it's just not done. All right, we'll pick up right there. So much to talk about. Childhood identity theft, and it was her own mother, and she's still facing problems today. 15 years after she found out about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are back. Our special guest this hour is Dr. Axton Betts Hamilton, and the story is fascinating. We're talking about childhood identity theft. In her case, her identity was stolen at the age of 11, and she's still dealing with it today at the age of 34. And the most bizarre twist to all of this is that it was her own mother that used her social security number and identity, and ended up causing all of these problems for her. She didn't find out about it till after her mother had passed on. And so we continue our discussion on this. And Axton, is it correct that I understand that your dad, who your dad is still living, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so your dad was not in on this, and your dad was just as surprised as you were to start finding file boxes of financial records of this financial identity that your mom had going. Is that right? Your dad was not aware of it at all as well?
Yes, I think he was more surprised than I was, and he actually had more financial consequences as a result of mom's financial crimes than I did.
Wow. Yeah, I heard a podcast interview where you had described him finding like some banker's boxes or file boxes where he started, you know, uncovering all of this, you know, as many times you do after someone passes away, you start kind of digging through their stack of bills and things on their desk. And your mom, as a profession, your mother was an accountant. Is that right?
Yes. For most of her career, she was an accountant, and she also spent a few years as an investment representative.
Wow. So she would have known better. So this is not, you know, something where, you know, if she had to defend this, she could have used ignorance as a defense. I mean, someone who, you know, works in the accounting and financial planning, stock brokerage type work would know better. And in this case, once you did find this out, your dad became aware of it. Did you guys start finding any explanation for this? For example, did you find, oh my goodness, she's got another family in Canada that she's, this money's going, or there's another house she has, or a Lamborghini hidden somewhere. Did you ever figure out what the purpose was or where this money went for this, this whole deal?
So with the credit card statements that my dad found, there were no purchase transactions on them. So I can't look at a credit card statement and say, oh, you know, mom used this credit card at Walmart on such and such date for this dollar amount. What she was doing was taking cash advances off of them. And she really had nothing to show for all of the money that she had either stolen or otherwise misappropriated, because she didn't have fancy jewelry when she passed away. She drove a 1999 Lincoln Town Car that had a salvage title. And there just wasn't a lot that she seemed to own that would explain where the money went. And you know, it was suggested to me that maybe she had a gambling addiction. Well, in going through every receipt that we found and going through her computer in great detail, even going through the console of her car and the glove box of her car and the trunk of her car, there was no evidence that she had ever been at a casino or had engaged in any type of online gambling or anything to that effect. There was no evidence of a drug addiction. The most significant drugs I found in her possession were expired antibiotics in her medicine cabinet. However, in trying to understand what had happened to us at this point, I started asking questions of mom's friends and former friends and former friends of the family and extended family that we hadn't had a connection with for years, actually ever since the identity theft started, because mom taught us to suspect everyone but her. And I heard a lot of stories, including that mom was telling people she was divorced, which was not true, and that she had a house and a new truck in Ohio. And she also bragged to another investment representative that she had hidden money in Ohio in such a way that dad and I would never find it.
Wow.
And in going through her Facebook account, I was able to gain access to it. She did have discussions to that effect of her property in Ohio, and I found photos on her computer of a property in Ohio. It's a condo, and through looking at the photos of the condo, I was actually able to match the photo to the condominium complex. But I can't find her name in any property records in Ohio. So the trail at this moment has gone cold, and somebody out there knows something. I truly believe that. They may not even know that they know something about the things that my mother was doing, or maybe even where the money is, but if anybody knows anything that can help me solve this great mystery, you know, don't hesitate.
Right, because they might not even know. So what was your mother's actual name? What was her name? Just so we can get that out there.
Okay, well, her real name was Pamela Betts.
However, Pamela Betts. So that would be like in boy, E-T-Z.
Yes.
B-E-T-Z. Pamela Betts.
However,
but we don't know what name she was using, right?
No, actually we do. So she was
okay.
She was using her maiden name, which was Pamela Elliott.
But she was using her maiden name with your social security number. Is that right?
No, actually she was using her maiden name with variations of her own social security number.
Wow. So when she was stealing your identity, she was actually using your name and your social security number, and then separately from that was using her maiden name and variations of her social security number?
Yes, and she was actually using variations of my social security number as well.
Wow. And did you find that there were more people, I mean, being the kind of business she's in, she's an accountant, she's a registered representative, she would have had access to God only knows how many social security numbers, being in those two types of jobs. Did she do this to others besides you?
I reached out to several of her clients that I remembered that I knew growing up to explain what had happened and just to say, you know, look, did you notice anything strange? Were there any strange transactions on your accounts or, you know, anything unexplained with your credit reports? And everyone I've talked to has told me no. So I think what happened was Mom knew she could control me. She knew she could control my dad. To some extent, she knew she could control my grandfather, and she had stolen his identity as well. Because she could control us in many respects, it was easier to get away with the identity theft. She couldn't control her clients. She couldn't stop them from contacting the corporate office of the investment firm that she worked for. She couldn't stop her clients from contacting the local police. She could do that with me and Dad.
And when we come back from this break, Axton, we're going to talk about your dad thought he had funded your college, and then you found out otherwise. We're going to get into that part of it as well. Stay tuned. The story is fascinating. Childhood identity theft. We'll also get into what you can do to protect your own kids, as long as you're not stealing your own kids' identity. All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time? New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest this hour is, this is just a fascinating story. I've never heard anything like this, I have to tell you. And I love to share these stories because I know they help others. They help others to take a second look at what's happening with their own finances. Our guest is Dr. Axton Betts Hamilton. And Axton, has anybody like a CNBC, American Greed, or anybody like that done a big show about what happened to you?
No.
Boy, that would be, this sounds like this would be a great one. Or, you know, those like Mark Furman, he's a retired Los Angeles detective. He'll take on a story. I guess he got involved with the Michael Skakel case and wrote a book about it. It's almost like we need somebody like that to get involved here, because it sounds like there was a lot of money. Did you ever put a dollar figure on it? Like, you believe that based on everything you saw that your mom had gotten her hands on between X and X, did you ever come up with a range of dollars involved?
Between the money that mom outright stole as part of the identity theft and money that she otherwise misdirected, we figure it was around $500,000.
Wow. $500,000. And you don't know where that went. Now, if I understood it right, the interview I listened to was talking about the part of this where you go off to college. So you're in college, you now have your PhD, but so you're in college. And after your mom had passed away, I believe it was, that you're talking to your dad about your college, and your dad was under the impression that they had paid for your college along the way, but no, you in fact had to get loans. Do I understand that right? That money was also misdirected by your mom?
Yes. So in my family, because my mom had a bachelor's degree in finance and she was an accountant and an investment representative, dad entrusted her with handling the family finances. And so as part of that, he entrusted her to pay my tuition bill. And after speaking with dad, come to find out, dad was giving mom $11,000 a semester to pay for all of my college expenses. So tuition, room and board, everything covered with that $11,000. And what mom was doing was telling me they could only afford $3,000, which was back then enough to cover my tuition, and that they couldn't afford my room and board, which was roughly $8,000, and I would need to take out loans for that. And I finished my undergraduate degree in six semesters. So six times eight is $48,000 plus interest just for room and board for my undergraduate degree.
And that was money that you had to borrow then because it wasn't being provided by your mom and dad. And how many years were your mom and dad married? I mean, this was not like a second marriage and this was your stepmom. This was your biological mom. How many years were they together?
Married 39, together 46.
Wow. So your dad really knew her, or at least he thought, and then this bombshell hits. Wow. All right, let's open up the phone lines here. Maybe something like this happened to you. Maybe you have a question on this. We'll also take questions by email. The email is jim@christianmoney.com. Of course, please always put the city that you're listening in the subject line, jim@christianmoney.com, or you can call us right now toll-free, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432, and we'll bring you right on the air. So tell me about how this was first discovered. So your mom passes away, you have the services and all that. I imagine, however, you probably got some hint of this going on, and you said your mom explained some of the other irregularities as some other outside person was stealing or attempting to steal your identity, your dad's identity, her father's identity. This was some outside person. But tell us about like that moment or those hours that led up to you and your dad discovering that aha moment. It's really your mom that's behind this.
Well, it was 13 days after she passed away, and my dad called me, and he was angry with me, and he asked me what I was doing taking a credit card over limit in 2001. And I said, Dad, I didn't. I said, I wouldn't do that. And, you know, of course, he's saying, you know, we raised you better than that, and you know better. And, of course, I didn't do it. And once I explained that, Dad said, well, this credit card statement, it was in a file box of your mother's things. It's got your name on it. And he said, it's in a file with your birth certificate. And right there, my red flag went up. And I knew that Mom was either trying to prove that the credit card was not mine or that it was by having my birth certificate with the credit card statement. And wow. I asked Dad who the credit card was through, what bank. And he told me, and I said, Dad, that was one of the credit cards that was taken out in my name as part of the identity theft. What's Mom doing with that? And he said, well, I don't know, but the name of your mother's employer is on the credit card statement. And I said to Dad, well, what do you mean? It's on letterhead from her company that she was faxing it somewhere to prove that this wasn't my card? And he said, no, it's printed right on the statement. And at the time, it was 13 days after Mom had passed away. It wasn't making sense what he was saying. And I told Dad, just put everything aside and I'll come home over spring break, which was in another 2 weeks, and I'll take a look at it and I'll figure it out. And the credit card statement had my mother's employer's logo printed directly on it, even though it was through a different bank, because it was a partnership between the financial institution where she worked at the time and this other bank. So you can walk into an office, fill out an application, for this credit card, and it would have my mother's employer's logo on the credit card, but it was actually through a different bank, and that bank was what was being reported on my credit report. So there was no indication on my credit report that there was any affiliation with my mother's employer. So the only person who could have done that and had that credit card statement in their file was Mom. And when looking at the credit card statement, the due date for the statement was January 1st of 2001. And I didn't know I was a victim of identity theft until August of 2001. And I had asked Mom if she'd received any credit card statements in my name at the house, and she told me no. And so she had lied to me, and the credit card statement has her employer's logo on it because that's where you obtain the credit card, and it's in a file with my birth certificate. Those were all pretty clear indicators that she was the one who had stolen my identity, and we just kept finding more and more and more and more information as the months went on.
And the other part of this that we can talk about a little bit, and then we'll get into the rest of it after the break, and we'll take some questions that are coming in here. So you go on, because this has happened to you now, while you're an undergraduate student, you decide you're going to kind of make this your life's mission. And so when you get your advanced degrees, you're getting advanced degrees in this area of consumer finance, which is what you teach on right now as a college professor at Eastern Illinois University. And there comes a day where you end up, you know, you do your dissertation on this, your PhD, and then you're also recognized with a big award. Is that right? You were given some big award for your work in this area. And then your own mom, who's the one that stole your identity, is there at that award ceremony and kind of going along with it like nothing's amiss. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. That, to me, that gave me chills when I heard that part of Axton being interviewed about her mom being able to disassociate to that extent that she goes to the award ceremony for her own daughter, who's getting an award for her writing on identity theft, and she's the one that stole her daughter's identity. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. This is our final segment, and we do have a lot of questions coming in by email. We'll get to those. Also, if you want to call in with a question, we'll put you on the to the head of the line, 877-317-6432. Our guest is Dr. Axton Betts-Hamilton. And Axton, before we go any further, do you have a website or anywhere people can go to get more information about you and your story?
Well, if you just Google me, I don't have a website specifically devoted to all of my outreach, but if you Google my name, you will find a research repository housed by Eastern Illinois University that has my research there. You'll find links to podcasts and other articles that have featured my story. So just Google me and you will find all kinds of information.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I love the story, the ABC News story. I think from a year ago, the headline was something like, you spent 19 years of Thanksgiving dinners with the person that stole your identity. Mm-hmm. So we're setting this up before the break. So here you are. You're under the impression that some outside stranger has stolen your identity, and that's the story. Your mom is pushing that narrative, and that's what you think. So you're a young person, and you think, well, you know, I can do some good in this world by pursuing this and helping others who might be victims or help others to prevent this from happening to them. So you are in your going into your graduate studies. You end up kind of grabbing the ball and running with it, saying, well, maybe this is this is maybe what was meant to be. Maybe this is fortuitous that this has happened to me. I can turn this into something good. And you go all the way through your PhD, you write your dissertation about this. You then get an award for your work on childhood identity theft. And lo and behold, who is in the audience? Well, you're getting the award for your work on identity theft. Your own mother, who's the one that stole your identity. Now, tell us what was happening there. I mean, that was just bizarre. When I heard that part of the story, it gave me chills. It's like, how could your mom be sitting there and not like feeling the overwhelming guilt of being the one that stole your identity? She went as like a proud mom to watch her daughter get this award. Do you think there was something like a split personality or dissociative disorder or sociopathy or something going on there?
I do. And In fact, there's a photo, and anyone can find this online, as it's been a part of several articles. There's a photo of myself and Dad and Mom. So Dad's on one side, Mom's on the other, with me after the award ceremony, and I'm standing there proudly holding my plaque that I received for my child identity theft research and outreach. And Mom is smiling, looks like a proud mom, and there's no hint of guilt on her face at all. And given my analytical training, I instead of feeling emotions about it, I'm studying that picture and asking myself, what types of psychological disorders have lack of guilt as a core feature? And after doing some research, psychopathy seems to fit a lot of my mother's behaviors and would have enabled her to come to the ceremony and feel no guilt over having stolen my identity. In fact, if she was psychopathic in her mind, she was probably rationalizing that she did the right thing, because without what she had done, I wouldn't have the career that I do.
Yeah, this would almost be, a script for one of those Lifetime movies, but they might say, no, this can't be true. This is too much. I mean, in other words, it's so unbelievable what has happened to you that it might not even qualify as a script. I mean, that's what's bizarre about it. Okay, so we've got emails coming in. Chicago, not too far from where you work there at Eastern Illinois, in Southern Illinois. Chicago wants to know, they're asking, what do you do when someone asks for a kid's social security number? They're saying here, does your story, Axton, mean that if somebody got one of their kids' social security numbers, that's all they need and they can run off to the mall and start opening up accounts?
Well, to have a complete identity, you would need someone's social security number, date of birth, and mother's maiden name. With those three items, anybody can act as you and assume your identity.
Really?
So the social security number alone typically isn't enough. But if someone gets just that piece of information without too much effort, an identity thief can find other ways to obtain the other information they need to assume that child's identity.
Jacksonville, Florida wants to know, well, how do you protect your kids? Can you, like you hear these ads for these different identity theft services, LifeLock and so forth. Can a kid sign up for an account like that, or should a kid have such an account? Like if you're a parent and you're monitoring your identity with one of these online services, do you put your kids in those too?
You can. There are options that if you enroll in the service, you can add your children as well for an additional fee. However, there are 22, possibly 23 states at this point that have legislation that allows you to freeze your child's credit. So no one can access their credit file. No one can take out credit in their name. And that freeze in most states expires as soon as that child turns 18. So if you live in one of those 22 or 23 states at this point, by all means, take advantage of the child credit freeze laws in those states.
Okay, so if you freeze the credit and you're in one of those states, then that would mean that your credit is frozen nationwide then. No one can use it. You're just saying that those states have mandated that the credit bureaus must do that.
Correct.
So you can use state law to make them to do that. Now, Dallas, Texas here wants to know, are there going to be any laws possibly passed to prevent this? Have you been to Capitol Hill? Is anybody interested in any federal legislation to try and prevent this? I mean, I would think like what you said earlier tonight about how the Social Security number itself can be used to determine the age of the person. So if that is under 18, that there would be an automatic, in today's computer age, that would automatically disqualify an application for credit.
Right. And there has been some push for freezing children's credit at the federal level. However, there are costs associated with that for the government to bear, and I think that has been a major stumbling blocks. It's kind of fallen really to the states to advocate for state level laws to freeze children's credit and find other ways to protect children from identity theft. However, the protections that are out there for children fall upon the responsibility of the parents to take the actions to protect their children. For parents who are intending to use their children's identities, how do we protect them?
Yeah, see, that's exactly the problem, because this is what happened to you. And I know when people get into desperate situations, you know, they do desperate things. And, you know, it would not be unheard of, you know, if, an adult was going through a rough patch financially, boy, the car just died, we need a new car and we can't qualify for the loan. Well, let's try one of the kids' Social Security numbers. It's sort of the same reason why when a minor gets a lot of money through a lawsuit or something along those lines, they set up a guardian ad litem, which is separate from the family, to protect that asset from the family looting it. The same thing they do now with child actors that make a lot of money, but nobody really has a program in place to guard the child's identity. And this is a real huge, huge problem that I see happening. Somebody's asking here, Northern California, they want to know, is it possible that your mom and dad were just living above their means for a number of years and your mom was just using this source of money to sort of just cash flow their lifestyle?
Oh, no, not at all. My parents lived a lower middle class lifestyle.
And as you said, your mom was driving like an older model car. They weren't living in it. It's sort of what we expect. There was a story not too long ago about a lunch lady in Atlanta, the Atlanta area, who was stealing from the lunchroom money and had like a $500,000 estate home. And everybody was like, wow, the lunch lady's in a big estate home. We've got to look into this. But that wasn't the case with your parents. So fascinating. The hour went much too quickly. Check her out over at the Eastern Illinois University website. Dr. Axton Betts Hamilton, thank you so much for sharing your story tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
God bless. We'll talk to you folks next week. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.